Okay, let's get into Psachim, Yerushalmi, Daf Chav Tes. Yesterday we had a Haschala of Perek Makam Shenagu, the Perek about Minhagim, which starts off with the Minhag of not doing Malach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. After Chatzos, that's the Din. But before Chatzos is the Minhag, and the Minhag developed based on Gzeira Atu, the Isser of after Chatzos. And we saw the Machlokas Rishonim. Whether it's based on Tirada, that's Rashi, or it's based on, it's the day of your Karban, whether the Yerushalmi, that's quoted by Tosfos, Psachim Daf Nun, is our Daf yesterday, Eino Bedin, should they asak b'malachtecha v'karban chakarav, and the Gemara went into, what about a Karban Tamid, why don't we all have to be there, and it can't be that we all have to be there, because the Torah says that we only have to be there 3 times a year, and the Torah says we have to do v'asafta d'ganecha, we have to make a living, so it must be that there are ma'amados that are representatives of Klal Yisrael for the carbon tamid. Then we went into a list of minhagim on Daf Chav Chesam Abeis. These minhagim are good minhagim. These minhagim are ta'us minhagim. A very couple of important lines about minhagim in general, which will be on our daf today. So let's get into where we're up to. A little more than halfway down, 3/4 of the way down on Chav Chesam Abeis. We spoke about doing malacha on Moti Shabbos, and those that have the minhag of not doing malacha, the Evan Hashasiyah. So now we get into Amar Reb Chinina, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Kol Hadvarim Minhag. What does that mean? Kol Hadvarim Minhag. So Reb Chaim Gadievsky assumes that this opinion of Chinina is arguing on the previous, where the previous day has said some are appropriate minhagim and some are not appropriate minhagim, but this opinion argues, Polig, says Reb Chaim Gadievsky, Polig Astama de Gemara de Leil, arguing on the previous, v'iu svirlei, v'dekal advarim shenago bo iser din minagalei, v'asur linag bo heter. So even though there were some that we just quoted according to the previous day of that were beyond the pale, right, fasting so much and not doing malacha, this day I said, no, every minhag has what to be based on. Kal advarim minhag. In the Sheetin, avigdala tzavaya, there were trees, tall cedar trees in this place. Similar, we have this in the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah, the Karban Eda quotes the Medrash. And what were these trees? These were trees that were originally planted by Yaakov Avinu. You see the Karban Eda. Eitz Erez, Hayu Bekfar, Sheshmo Migdal Tzavaya. That was the name of the place. Shemisham Katzas Yaakov Arazim, Letzorach HaMishkan. There, Yaakov Avinu cut the Arazim, the cedars for the Mishkan. And if you go back in the Medrash, maybe they were already planted earlier. That's why he stopped in Beersheba, the Medrash says. He cut the trees, he brought them down to the Mitzrayim, because these were going to be the cedars that were going to be used to build the Mishkan. And in this place, they were Noah Kedusha and all the cedar trees, Mishum Kedushas Ha'aron V'Hamishkan. Shemitchila Natam Avraham Letzorach HaMishkan. Avraham Avinu already planted these Letzorach HaMishkan, and that's why in this place they never touched these trees, and it was all Usur Bahana, so to speak. They were Noah again. So later generation said, we want to use some of these trees, so we let to use these trees. So Asher Mishalon Rabbi Chanina, Chavrei under Rabbanan, they came to ask Rabbi Chanina, the colleague, that's his nickname, the colleague of the Rabbanan, Ma'o Meved Bo'an Avoda, because we use them, Amar Lahen, no. Mikiven Shenagu Bohen Avoseichem Be'Isser, since your forefathers acted Be'Isser, Al Tishanu Minhag Avoseichem Nochei Nefesh. Don't change the minhag of your forefathers. Like Minhag Avoseinu Be'Adin, this is not just Minhag Avoseinu Be'Adin, this is generations later. Generations later, if there's a certain minhag, you can't undo it, right? There's a minhag of a tzibur is noeg ledoros. A minhag of a yachid might not be noeg ledoros, but a minhag of a tzibur, right, is accepted upon the tzibur for all later generations. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Yoredeya, right? There's a concept of a minhag becoming like the status of a neger. So there's a number of simanim in Yoredeya, in Reish Yud Gimel, in Reish Yud Dalet. So there, in Reish Yud Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kabbalas harabim chala aleihem va'al zaram. The Kabbalah of a tzibur is chala on the tzibur and on their future generations. V'afilu bidvarim shalo kiblu aleihem. B'nei ha'ir b'haskama, and even if there wasn't a explicit Kabbalah, a vote, Elisha Noagin came me'atzmam, lasos geder v'siog la'torah, they started being osik and noeg a minag that's based on some reason, for a siog la'torah, v'chein ha'boem michutz la'ir la'dur sham, or anybody who comes from the outside to live there, harahim k'anshi ha'ir, you become like the anshi ha'ir, v'chayavim lasos k'tachanasam, and you have to do like the takana of the ear. Va'af bidvarim shahayu asurim bahem bi'iram mipnei minhagam. Ve'minag ha'ir shebo ladr ba lasar huchu bahem imein daitam lasar. Okay, fine. The Shach says, notes, miyudafka b'minag chashuv shenagu kein. Api tamar chacham. A significant type of minag. Aval b'minag garua eino chayav lasos ketakanasam. If it's an inferior minag, what's an inferior minag? How do you figure out that? Shalom b'fneihem. O b'fnei tamar chacham, rak b'fnei ma'aretz, chayav lunokei k'dei shal yizalzel. Takatoza rush. Perek makam shenagu, different types of minhagim, different types of minhagim. Good, fine. So let us continue. So that's what the this Chanina said. You gotta keep the minhag. Right? This medrash is quoted by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Kamenetsky in Parshas Vayigash in the Emes Liyakov, he quotes this medrash that Avram Avinu had planted these trees. And Yaakov Avinu came and cut them down to bring them to Mitzrayim, which is a beautiful idea relating to earlier generations caring for and focusing on the future generations. Right? It reminds me of the Gemara in Tainus by the Chonia Ma'agel, where right, he meets the purse, the dream for 70 years, because somebody's sleeping for 70 years, and he meets an old man who's planting Charuvim, and he says, you know, how long you're planting these trees? How long are you going to live? How long does it take to grow? He says, it takes 70 years to grow. He's like, you think you're going to live that long? So he says, no. He says, why are you planting them? So he says, when I was born, there were adult, mature trees that my grandparents planted for me, so I'm planting for my grandchildren. That's kind of like the same attitude that's reflected by this medrash. Says the Rabbi Yaakov here in Emes Liyakov and Vayigash. Hine b'medrash hanal mevuar she Yaakov Avinu katzat sarazim ha'ela shenata Avraham v'lakacho so imol Mitzrayim. He brought them to Mitzrayim. V'nirash ha'isol Yaakov kavanam yichedes bazeh. There was a special kavana that Yaakov Avinu had. Dine be'emes Yaakov Avinu haya ma'od yare milared this to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to go to Mitzrayim. Remember, he was nervous. And Hashem had to tell him, Altira, ki chashash penchas v'shalom yishtaku b'nei yisobim Mitzrayim. Maybe they'll be there. They'll be sunk there forever. V'yitamu ben agoyim, and they'll be mixed in. V'shuv lo yetzim yisham, and they'll never go out. U'kefi she'achein kemat haya, like it almost was. V'lachein hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahavticho. Altira married the Mitzrayim. That's why Hashem had to promise him, don't go down to Mitzrayim. Don't worry about going down to Mitzrayim. Umachmas chashzeh, ratzi Yaakov lasos, is a kesher mahuti. Because of this, to have protection, Hashem wanted, Yaakov Avinu wanted to have some type of connection between Zaro hayored Mitzrayim uvein Eretz Yisrael. Between going down to Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to have that connection. Balachin hikpid sheyu imam tamid eitzim elu. You always see these trees. You take the trees, you plant the trees. What do these trees remind you of? Where they came from. They came to Eretz Yisrael and we're going out. V'haya hadavar nimsar midor lador b'misoras miyakov avinu. There's a misora. Halo tirek ki batach betach tavoz managula. The gula is for sure going to come. Ki alo kan heim ha'etzim shehevi zekenedo yakov Eretz Yisrael. These are the trees. It's about the past. It's about the future. V'heim heim shenatam zekenenu Avram avinu be'er sheva. These are the ones that Avram planted, the Yaakov cut. Fein omdim umuchanim etzleinu levnos behem mishkan kishenetzim Mitzrayim. And we're going out of Mitzrayim. And this is what we're going to build the mishkan from. V'yemkein bevadai hu shenetzim mipo bikarov. We're going out soon. U'bekoach etzim elu chizku echad es hasheni. These trees gave chizik to all of Klal Yisrael for 200 plus years. Ad shebe'emes bazman ha'geula v'dok. Amazing, amazing pshat of Rabbi Yaakov. And that's how he connects it also to the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rabbi Avinu says, fine, Rabbi Ma'eda ki Rashena, how do I know that we're going to keep the promise? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zchus ha-karbonos. And Rabbi Avinu says, what if we don't have karbonos? He says, don't worry, tikati lam seder karbonos, koban shekarm bahen male ani aleichem kinu makrivim lefanen karbon u'mochal ani akol v'nuseyem. That's the Gemara that many are familiar with, Megillah Lamed Aleph. U'bepashtus ha-kavana, says Rabbi Yaakov, the pashtus is, shesider amiras ha-karbonos u'kapara al-chatoim. The karbonos are a kapara for the sins, like the hakravat ha-karbonos. The same the karbonos is like the kapara. Aval advarenu alal tmuna kan kavana acheres. There's another idea here. It's not just, oh, your words are ki'ilu, you gave the karbon, therefore they bring kavana. That brings kapara. There's another kavana. The kavanas Avraham b'she'ela sohay. So when Avraham Avinu asked Hashem, what was he really asking? B'shlamav izman shebeis ha'megdash kayam v'shchina b'tifarta v'yisrael alad masam az batuach ani shelo yovedu. I know they're not going to be lost because they're mekusharim kesher nitzchi lad masam ulumasam. When they're in Eretz Yisrael and they're doing the avoda, they're connected. They're here. Well, Avraham izman she'ein v'se megdash kayam v'im bagalus mefuzarin mefuradim mekana amim matayaleim. What's he really asking? How can they keep the connection? Echem yishmer al sakesher la machzav tam v'satikva l'geula. The Azal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, t'kanti lam seder karbanos klomar. The bazeh shehem yomer seder karbanos yukshuramu mu'ugadim le'emuna v'yetz Mashiach. By saying karbanos, because you're thinking about what's going to be in the future. It's like those trees. We're not going to know to bring the Mizbeach unless Eliyahu HaNavi comes. We're not going to know where the Mizbeach is. If they say karbanos, so many skip karbanos. Saying karbanos is a simon and reminder that the gula is going to happen. Amazing. Amazing medrash. That's just on the first line of what we did today, but we can't not mention that medrash. Okay, we have to get into many more other important lines about minhagim that are coming up right here. Reb Elazar, third to last line. Reb Elazar, Reb Yavin, called Davar, Sheni Odeashu, Mutter, V'toabo, Be'isser. Any minhag that people didn't realize that's mutter. They thought it was usser. So then, that's called V'nishal. If they come and ask, I'll let it be matirit, hey matirinlo, the rabbi's allowed to be matirit. But this is what's called the minhag tos. They thought something was usser, and therefore they were knowing in a certain way, but it's really mutter. So if they come and ask, one can be materit, right? That's what's called, the last few words of the Karmana Eda, to minhag b'ta'us lav shmei minhag, right? That's not a minhag. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim, here on Daf Nun Aleph in the Bavli, where this is discussed, whether the rabbi is allowed to come and tell them, even if they don't ask, or he should wait till they ask. Right? Is there like a siyag? If you go tell them, you know, without even their asking, then they're going to say, oh, other things also are probably a mistake. I will stop doing other things. So maybe you have to wait till they come ask. Or do we say that no, even if they don't, if it's minhag tos, you're allowed to even go to them. So the Me'iri, the Ritva, and others discuss that in this context. But the chal davar shu yodea bo shu mutter, v'unoi bo iser, but the opposite, if you know it, if they know it's mutter, but they know it's iser anyway, that's more chamor. Nishal ein matirel. Then you can't be matir it for them because that's different. That's a different mitzias. Because they know it's aser, they know it's mutter, and they asered it anyway. Right, and that's what the Rishonim, the Meiri here discusses this there on Daf Nun Aleph in the Gemara. Okay. Yoshvin Asaf Salo Shal Gai. Now a couple of stories of Minhagim which also appear. Some of them in the Bavli. There was a certain type of bench that Goyim used to sell their wares on. So is a Jew allowed to sit on that bench on Shabbos? Is there a chash that people are going to think that maybe he's doing business? Yoshvin, asaf salo shel goy b'Shabbos. There was a story that the Yoshvin, you're allowed to make her a dinis mutter because there's no chashad. There's no chash. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel. Sheyoshav asaf salo shel goy b'Shabbos pa'ako. He sat, he went to Akko and he was sitting on this safsal. And Amar lo, they came to him and said, Rabbi Gamliel, lo hayunagin ki li yososh ram safsal shel goy b'Shabbos. That's not our minog, right? We're machmir. We don't do that. And what happened? He could have said, pashtus, it's mutter. That's a minog tos. He didn't say that. V'lo rasa lo mar lahen mutter lasos kein, ela amad v'halaklo. He just left. He didn't say anything. Different pshatim. In the mefarshim, why didn't he say something? Was it because it's really, there was a basis to aser, but he just didn't hold that way. He didn't want to say anything. Or he felt maybe these were people who were Ami Haaretz, and if he tells them it's mutter, then they'll think that other things are mutter too. Unclear. Now, story about the two sons of Rabbi Gamliel. They went to take a shower in Kavul. Amru Lehen. They said to these brothers, two brothers can't take a shower together. Why? It's not tzniyus and it could lead to improper thoughts. The Rama says in Evan Ezer, in Simen Chaf Gimel, Bizman Ezer, many of the halachas such as this are not lamaisa because there's more covering. They're not as open in terms of the mitzias. But either way, in that case, they said, well, how can you do this? They didn't want to tell them it's really mutter. They went separately. Va'od, and the third, story also, the sons of Gamliel, Yatsu Latayel Bakur Dikiyo Shelzav, they went out with these fancy loose shoes, Beleli Shabbos Beviro, on Friday night. And loose shoes, the Gemara talks about not going out into Rishon Rabbim with certain types of jewelry or ornaments, because if they fall off, you might come to carry it. So here you see that they went out and there was no chash. Amarlan, they said to them also, in Biro, Lo Nagukan, You can't go out with these golden types of sandals on Shabbos, right? That's not our minog. We're asked for that. V'lo ratzu lomar lahen mutarkin. And again, they didn't want to tell them it's mutar. Ela shilchu biyadavdan. They said, okay, you're right. So they just took it off, gave it to their avadim, and their avadim wore it. Their avadim wore it. Right? They didn't carry it. Their avadim wore it. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, nagu makam ploni makam, I'm sorry, shalavshim. V'kivan she'eno ela mipnei maris ayin lo chashu l'shvisas evid. They give it to their evid. They didn't go that far. They didn't go that far in terms of the maris ayin issue, and therefore they give it to their avadim. Period. So the Mishnah had spoken about, the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak spoke about Pesach. Erev Pesach had different types of minhagim. The Gemara says it's not only the idea of holding of the chumrah hamakom sheyatzim isham or shehalach l'sham is not just Pesach, and the laws of minhagim don't only apply to Erev Pesach. Velo sof davar Pesach ela afilu minhag, really any minhag karban eida she'ein bo mishum chash iser daraisa. Right, not only the minhag in the our Mishnah, which is the iser of malacha before chatzos, atu malacha after chatzos, which might be daraisa, which could be a daraisa, but even if it's not based on a chash of a daraisa, continuing the karban eida, im nagubo aser lenagbo heter laolam. Even if it wasn't based on a chash daraisa, if they were knowing it, so then you're not allowed to be undo it. Kiblu Aleim, for example. Kiblu Aleim, back to the Gemara, Charmei Tveria. The trappers in Tveria, those trappers that used to put out nets to trap fish, the Gerusei Tziporin, and the grinders in Tzipori, Dashoshe Akko, or those that ground wheat and grain in Akko, Shalasos Malacha B'chol Shamoid, right? They were Makabel not to do these Malachas B'chol Shamoid, though they were Me'ikra Din Mutter, where you're allowed to trap for Yantif. For fish for yantif. So they were, or grinding for baking. So they were knowing not to do malach on chol hamoed, even though these were technically mutter, because you have one of the heterim of tzorach hamoed, and the other heterim, not in lama yocha, but, not, maisa uman. So the Gemara says, nicha, grossi sipor and dushushi akko, and the sin, the last two, the grinders, charme tveria, but these trappers, they wouldn't trap fish on chol hamoed. They didn't matab simchas harega, but what do you mean? People want fish on yantif. People have fish on Yantif. It's Simchas HaRegel. Right? So how could they not trap? Right? It reflects that Simchas Yantif doesn't have to be meat and wine. Right? Here it's including fish. Including fish. Don't they want, have Yantif and happy, whatever you enjoy? And the Rambam says, some Rishonim say that Bezman is that we only have Simchas Yantif Durabanan. Some of the Baalei HaTosfos. Because really, in Simcha El Babasar, only Basar of the Karban. And that's the Shita of Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam says no. Simchas Yantif is daraisa b'zmanaseh, because Simchas Yantif is anything. Lam dafka basar. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yantif in Perek Vav, after quoting the days of Yantif, Chayiv Adam. Interesting lashon. I'll just read it because what does he mean? Halacha Yizayin. Shivas Yimei Pesach v'Shmonas Yimei Chag im Shar Yomim Tovim. The 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, with the other Yomim Tovim, Kula Masur and Behesped V'Tainus. They're Asper Behesped V'Tainus. What is the Rambam including in Imshar Yamim Tovim? What, there's only one other Moed. Chat, what, Shavuos? Why didn't you say Shavuos then? He says 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot with the other Yamim Tovim. So Yamim Tovim is also plural. What's he including? Maybe Rosh Hashanah? I mean, what else is there? Chora, what else is there? Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah? Interesting, why he didn't say that? Maybe they don't have their own specific. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig, once said, maybe Pesach and Sukkot have their own unique kiyumim of Simchas Yantif. Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, if it's included, they have more of the generic. There's a generic Yantif Simcha with a specific Yantif Simcha. So it's Betoras Shar Yamim Tovim, right? It's not Betoras Shavuos or Betoras Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we don't have time to go into that right now. But it says Kulam Ba'aser Be'ez V'Tainis V'Chayev Adam Lios Behen Sameach V'Tov Leiv Hu Ubanav V'Ishto Ubanav Beiso. He's a chiyuv to be happy. He and his family, v'chol anilvim alav, and all those that accompany. Shene'emar v'samachta b'chagecha v'gomer. Af al pisha simcha amur akanu ikarben shlamim. Even though the simcha that's written here is karben shlamim, kamo sha'anu meva'arin behilchas chagiga, yish bechlal osa simcha l'smo'achu uvanav u'bnei beso. Included in the simcha, even though karben shlamim is the ultimate level, included in that is being misameach, his family, kol echad ve'echad karoi lo, whatever they want, whatever they enjoy. Ketzad, and Aaron says, Katan Rosam Klayos, Vegozim, Umigdanos, children give them nuts and treats, V'anashim konalhem begadim betachshidim noem. Women buy them clothing and jewelry, kifim amono. V'anashim ochlen basar v'shosin yayin. Shein simcha l'bebasar v'shein simcha l'beyayin. But lav dafka, does he, the Rambam talking about karbanos? He's not talking, clearly not talking, he uses that line just to say what men like. And the Rambam adds, just because we're here, we'll finish this. And you have to make sure to feed others also. It's not just about you. But if somebody closes the gates of his house, and he and his family are merry, you don't share the food with those who are bitter of spirit, this is not Simchas Yantef. This is Simcha of your stomach. The Simcha zu kaloni lahem. And this Simcha is a disgrace, is a shame. Okay, but this Rambam, this Gemara, talks about fish being part of Yantef. So back to the Gemara. So how did these people have a minog to not to catch fish on Chol HaMoed? You're being monea simchas yanta from people. Answer, tzadu b'chaka, tzadu b'chmachmoris. They didn't use their big nets. They use these little types of nets to catch one fish at a time. Says the Gemara, afilu keinein amata b'simchas haregel, that's still minimizing. You can have much less fish. Rabbi Imi make alone, she amata b'simchas haregel. Rabbi Imi even cursed them. He got very upset. He thought it was a minog tos, and it was a chumra da'asili day kula. Fine. We continue. Galo, next halachas of minog. Galo mi makom lamakom ubik sholachzer bahen. What's that question? The Mefarshim of Chaim Kanievsky. Let's say you have a whole tzibur that switches places. Whole tzibur went from place A to place B. Do they have to keep their minhagim on place B? You know, what's the does it go by geography? The language of Chaim Kanievsky. Hamakom goreim. Is it the makom that's goreim? Right? Or is it the community? And therefore you could have new minhagim in a different place? Or no, it's the kehillah. It's the same kehillah, just a new place. So can they be chozerbo? So, yeba kadol, let's, the following, dummer, rabbi ba, b'nei maishash kibbol aleim sholah farish b'yamagadol, b'nei maishash accepted that they're never going to the Yamagadol. What does that mean? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that you can't go to the Yamagadol within 3 days before Shabbos because it kalita chilol Shabbos or kalita bidalonik Shabbos. All different days about the Gemara in Shabbos and the Bavli daf yutes. What the reason for the 3 days beforehand? Tosfos, the Rif, the Balamar. So they had this minog and then explain the Mefarshim. Then they moved to a different place. So they have to keep this minog. Asun shalom the Rebbe Amrin Lei. They said, Anu ma anu. Maybe it was a later generation. Maybe they're just saying our forefathers in our previous place. Amalani says, yeah. You can't change it. Says the Gemara, Veinadam Nishal Nidro. Why can't it be Matur Neder? The reason the power of the Minog is the Chor Bishim Neder. So why can't they just be Matur Neder? Tamon Mishinoder Nishal. You can only be Matur Neder if you yourself took the Neder. But here, your forefathers took the neder. Right? So how could it be matur neder that they took? Says the Gemara, koshkin yu mutar, that should be even better. It should be even better. Here, they're forcing their minog upon me. Even I took the neder, they're fine. I have to get rid of it. But if I didn't even take the neder, I'm Rabbi Chananya. You're right. The Gemara changes gear. The reason that, Rebbe said to them that they have to keep the minog of not going to Yamagadol is not because of the minog of Osechem. Lo menada, ela menada is from the following. Rebbe Tamidid Rebbe Yehuda Hade. Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Amar, also Lafarish B'Yamagadol. Rebbe Yehuda says you're never allowed to go to Yamagadol. It's dangerous. Dangerous. Sakana. Chemir Sakanda Meisura. Rather, Mefarshim say, the Karban Eida. Menadin also Lafarish B'Yamagadol. So nothing to do with the Minhagim. It just has to do with the din of Yam Hagadol. Good. We continue. Rebbe Ben Lakish, Allah Rebbe Yochanan Rebbe Shlakish. He asks his brother-in-law, his Rebbe Rebbe Yochanan. 1 second, going back to the Mishnah. It says the Karban Eida Amas Nisan Parach. The Mishnah said that there are some places that do malacha and some places that don't do malacha. How could you have places like that? They know Asim Mishim Baltis go to do. Huge topic. The end of the first parak of Yevamis. Baltis go to do. Right? Literally, don't gash yourself, but the Torah Shabbal Peh. Don't have agudos agudos. Don't have different groups of Jews doing different things. It isn't as close as go to do. Some are doing malacha, some are not doing malacha. The Rishonim discuss, is there a tam for this din? The Rashi says in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel, so it shouldn't appear like Shtei Toros. It's a bizayon for Torah that it would look like people are doing different religions. So therefore, you know, it's better to do one. Big discussions in the poskim about how do we have tefillah and a chol hamoed, if you have some in the shul that wear, some in the shul that don't wear, how do you have some davening Ashkenaz, some davening Sfard, all different potential problems of losis go to do, and the Gemara already has some of the chilukim. Says the Rambam says it's nothing to do with shleyasu kashay toros. The Rambam says it's an issue of ktata. You know, they'll think my minag is better than your minag. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the 12th parak, the end of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam, ubechlal asara zu shlo yehi bati didim beir achas ze noeg b'minag ze v'noeg b'minag b'minag ze. So, you can have two batidinim in one city, they're each following different behaviors. Because this leads to machlokas. So the Rambam doesn't say it has to do with bizayan of the Torah, it has to do with it can lead to machlokas. So isn't this lo says go to do? So you have some doing malacha and some not. What do you mean? Right? Just like sometimes, yeah, you could have some that go like Beis Shammai Hillel. What does that mean? What's going on here? Explain the Mefarshim. When it's a halachic difference, that's a problem. Some like Beis Shammai Hillel, they think there's a halachic, their halacha is true and the other halacha is wrong. That's where it's a problem. If it's just based on minhag, if they realize it's a machlokas in the minhag, but not about the halacha, that's okay. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. I don't like your example. Rabbi Yochanan gave an example that seems to be incorrect. Beis Shammai Hillel? In halacha Beis Hillel? What do you mean Beis Shammai Hillel? If people go like Beis Shammai, it's not a problem of losis go to do. It's a more basic problem. They're wrong. They're wrong. Beis Hillel is the halacha, right? Erev and Yud Gimel in the Bavli, the Baskol. So how could Rabbi Yochanan even give an example of, no, it's only losis go to do when it's based on a halachic issue. Like some going like Beis Shammai, someone like Beis Hillel. There's much more than a halachic issue of losis go to do there. They're wrong. So Gemara clarifies. Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan clarifies. You're right. Bishah she'ilu osin kribi meir ve'ilosin kribi yosi. Not Beis Shammai Hillel. A different machlokas than Rami or Nabi Yossi. Just like someone go like A, someone go like B. That's where it's a problem of losses go to do. When it's a machlokas about a halacha, not a machlokas about a minhag. Says the Gemara, Rami of Rabbi Yossi and a lot of Rabbi Yossi. Even there's a right and a wrong. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Meir. Right? The Gemara and Erev, we never pass him like Rabbi Meir. Right? He was too sharp. So again, you have the same problem. So Amarle, clarify again. Trey Tanyun. No, you have a machlokas tanoim. About a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, you don't know who said what. Different misoris. Inun al Rabbi Meir, utrein tanyin inun al Rabbi Yossi. So it's a machlokas about who said what. So there, you can have different minhagim. Because they both say, okay, this is what Rabbi Yossi says. But one of them says, this is what Rabbi Yossi says. The other one says, Rabbi Yossi held the other sheet up. So that's where you could have a machlokas. Omarle, continuing the questions about losis go to do. Hare Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim. But what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah by Musaf, according to what we do on Yom Kippur, right of Yovel, Yehuda Nagel Rabbi Akiva, Ubagal Nagel Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. Remember the Mishnayis in Rosh Hashanah. When do you blow? Right, when do you blow? From Malchus Achronos and Shofros, or Kedushas Hayom, there's Machlokas there. So in Yehuda, they follow Rabbi Akiva Shita, and in Gala, they follow Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri. So that's a halachic issue. Why isn't that losis go to do? Amar le shanihi, there is difference. Shem avar va'asa b'yehuda k'galil, u'b'galil k'yehuda yatsa. Because there everybody agrees that b'diavad you're yotze. And when it's only a machlokas l'chachila, there's also not a problem of losis go to do. Says the Gemara v'ari Purim, Ari, what about Purim? Eilu k'rab yudal v'yekrab yutesvav. Purim, yudal tesvav. Answer, Amar le, that's a pasuk in the Megillah. That's a tzivui. Misha sidras ha-mishnah, samcha la-mikra, mishpacha, medina, medina, v'ir, v'ir. A pasuk in the Megillah that you could have different days. And if it's a pasuk in the Megillah, then of course there is no problem. The Torah Shabbat Peh is based on the Torah Shabbat Tzav. So if you look in the first Mare Kohen in Megillah, the first Mare Kohen in the back, the Mare Kohen notes, you know, why isn't it that maybe the Chazal, Dafka, made it 2 days? Right, we said, Ilos is going to do, no, it's a pasuk in Chumash. So why did they do it like this? Why did they do it like this? It's basically the Ran. The Mara Kohen first quotes the Ran. Yishkan she'ela ma'ro anshik nesak adola l'chalek mitzvah zu liyam chalukim. Ma'she'enkin b'shar mitzvahs. The Torah says, mishpat echad yelachem. Right, so he quotes from, he says, mipi achi agon. I think the Mara Kohen is the Rebbe Tzalom Mivilna and the Cheshek Shlomo is Rebbe Shlomo Mivilna. So I think this is Ritzala that's quoting his brother, Shlomo, I think. I don't remember which one. Vishamati, he quotes from his brother. The Yeshlomar, the Be'emes, you know why? Because really, you can't have any new mitzvahs. Remember, Eilah HaMitzvahs. Eilah HaMitzvahs, She'in Navi Rashad HaChadish HaRameyata. So Hilkach, so if you add on Mikra Megillah, isn't that Baltosif? Isn't that Baltosif? So Mikol Makom, even though they were allowed to do it based on the Svara, Mikol Makom Lo Ratzu Lasos Mitzvah Zu Kein Shel Torah Mamish. Sheyia Torah Achas Mishpat Echad L'Kol Yisrael. They didn't want to do that. Ubekivan, and that's why on purpose, Chilku Mitzvah Zu L'Zmanim Chalukim Laharos Sheyimi Devrayim Kein Shemati Menu. That's why Dafka, they split it to show that it's out of the Raisa. Ad Kan Me'achiv Moreno of Shlomo Kohen. Right, so this is Reb Tzalel, who quoted that from Reb Shlomo. Okay, so that's why Dafka Purim has the chilek. One more line. Nicha Makam Shosin said, let's get back to the line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you have to keep the chumris, and the last line was, Al Yishanim Ibn Amachlokas. So Nicha Makam Shosin, Makam Sheinos, and I understand how this works. If you come from a place that they did malacha, you come to a place that they didn't do malacha, so don't do malacha. Makam Sheinos, Makam Shosin, what about going from a place that they didn't do malacha to a place that they do malacha? So he should do work, but doesn't it say that he has chumris HaMakam Sheyatzim Isham? What's his chumrah? Answer, no, he shouldn't do work. If he comes from a place that they didn't do work, to a place that they did do work, he should not do work. It's parish ben Sipur? No, it's not. V'yavatel. Shei kama batilin yishlo boso makom. Right, we quoted this 2 days ago at the beginning of the parak. Right, kama, right, batlani ika b'shuka. People will think he doesn't have any work to do. That's not parish. And the Gemara says, if this is true, then you read the last line as a rhetorical. Resumim b'shem b'yochanan kematmiya. The last line that says, don't be porish if it is machlokas, that means he won't cause machlokas. Will he cause machlokas by not doing malacha? No. He won't cause machlokas. The whole point is mishum machlokas, but there he won't cause machlokas by not doing malacha, and therefore we could say that he could keep the chumra makam shiyatzim misham and not do malacha in the place that usually allows malacha. Okay, we'll stop here with chavtas.